Here is a quick list of all of the long and short content that you can get from one episode of a 30 to 45 minute podcast. A full-length video podcast episode on YouTube and Spotify, a full-length audio episode on Apple or Spotify, short-form YouTube videos, newsletters and blog copy, email marketing copy, 5 short videos for posting to Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn, and then LinkedIn long and short-form content. That's a lot. Welcome to the Pod Circle Podcast, where we bring practical tips and insights for every podcaster.
Whether you're just getting started or you're already a seasoned podcast pro, these conversations dive into all the topics that matter most to you. Today, we're going to dive into the top 6 reasons your business needs a podcast. And if you already have a podcast for your business, we hope we offer you some insight into ways you can actually optimize your podcast to reach more people, connect with your target audience, and streamline your processes. And as a reminder, we post all of our video episodes up on YouTube, so make sure to subscribe to our channel and follow along with this episode and to catch up on past episodes there as well.
Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would really appreciate if you take a few minutes to leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. You have no idea how much this helps us. But if you're a podcaster, you actually probably do know how much this helps us. It's super simple. You can do it right from our show page. And if you're on Apple, you'll go to the bottom. And if you are on Spotify, you will scroll to the very top. So let's get into it. What is a business podcast? Or I've also heard it called a branded podcast. And simply put, it's a podcast started by a business to ultimately exist to promote your products or services by establishing brand awareness, connecting with your target market, and establishing your authority in your space. The terms business or brand can refer to a Fortune 500 company, to a solopreneur, and everywhere in between. So honestly, if you're listening to this podcast today, if you are a CEO, an executive, a coach, an author, a small business owner, an influencer, a nonprofit leader, you name it, your brand can benefit from a podcast. What I think is fantastic about podcasts is that you can really tailor it to your unique business and your skill sets. So if you want to learn about the different podcast formats that you could do, head to episode 14 of our podcast, Choosing the Best Episode Format for You. We're not going to dive into formats, but just hear us when we say the customization and the making sure that it fits for you and your brand, the opportunities are endless. So it's also important, before we jump into this conversation, I want to provide the disclaimer that business podcasts can also refer to a genre and a category of podcasts all about starting or building or sustaining your businesses. So when you search in your Apple charts or Spotify, you search a business podcast, there'll be an entire category about business podcasts. So don't get confused about the vernacular and the language we're using today.
So why should you start a podcast for your brand or your business? The number one reason, and you may have already guessed it, is to increase website traffic and drive sales. So a podcast is a super effective top of funnel marketing strategy to get people to your offerings. And it could, and I would argue should, be an essential component of your marketing strategy. So while providing quality content to your target market in your episodes, you'll be able to drive people to your products and services and drive them to your other marketing channels, whether it's a website or to your social media. So again, so leverage a podcast to become an essential component of your marketing strategy. And that brings us to point number 2, why your business needs a podcast. It's to build brand loyalty and establish authority in your space. What would you pay to have your target market's full attention for 30 straight seconds? Or better yet, 30 minutes? Podcasts are the perfect medium for this. So no matter your target market, they're listening to podcasts. In fact, in 2022, more than 60% of consumers in the US over age 12 listened to podcasts. That's a lot of people. There's never been a better medium to provide value and expertise, in my opinion. Continually showing up in the feeds of your consumer with quality content will build loyalty and foster familiarity with your brand. Number 3, reach new audiences and build community with your ideal customers. People buy from people that they trust. I know that's certainly the case with me. So that brand awareness and loyalty that you're fostering leads to profits, and the discoverability of podcasts is truly incredible. Podcasts provide you with the opportunity to meet your ideal customers right where they are and answer their questions with valuable and personal content. And what better way to humanize your business? 69% of podcast listeners say that podcast advertisements introduce them to new products or services. And 54% are either somewhat or much more likely to consider buying from a brand after hearing its promotion on a podcast.
So those are really great three goals I think anybody would want for their business, right? You're going to first increase web traffic and drive sales, build loyalty, establish authority, and then reach new people and build community.
Well, that's why we say it. We think of it as a top of funnel marketing strategy too, because look at what all you're achieving just in a 30-minute podcast.
It's so wild. So I think number four, we talk a lot in this episode about using your podcast as a megaphone to highlight and like lead conversion, right? But in addition to bringing in leads and sales, which I think honestly that can be reason enough for starting a podcast, it can also serve as an additional revenue and monetization opportunity. So if you want to learn more about all the ways that you can monetize your podcast, head to episode 5. We really do dive into 5 different ways that you can monetize your podcast, from partnerships, sponsorships, affiliate links, and more. But the number one way we're going to tell you to do that is to market yourself, to bet on yourself, and to use your podcast to do that by all the things that Kyle started at the beginning of this episode by saying, creating familiarity, building trust, and humanizing your brand. You're putting a face and a voice and just a human touch to your business. So number 5 and number 6 are my favorite because they're my sweet spot. Why starting a business podcast, you can streamline content creation. We've talked a lot in the last couple of episodes about how we are in a spot in time where everybody is a content creator. And to have a business today means you have to be churning out and creating content. There is a bang for your buck with podcasts. The current marketing landscape is changing and businesses can no longer afford to ignore the power of storytelling and content marketing. So as a content marketer by trade, I love this. And I also hate this fact, but a podcast is a content machine. We've talked often on this podcast about the incredible potential of repurposing your podcast. We are a big fan of repurposing, reusing, making sure that you squeeze out every ounce of juice from that lemon that is your podcast. So here is a quick list of all of the long and short content that you can get from one episode of a 30 to 45 minute podcast. A full-length video podcast episode on YouTube and Spotify. We post ours on YouTube. Make sure you're following along and watching there. A full-length audio episode on Apple or Spotify or Google or wherever you are going to be distributing it. Short-form YouTube videos, newsletters and blog copy, email marketing copy. We believe that you can create at least 5 short videos for posting to Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn, everywhere. You'll notice that we do that for every episode we have. We create 5 different reels and then LinkedIn long and short form content. So that's a lot.
A lot.
And this is going to bring me to number 6 with a caveat. So we're saying you can do content repurposing and you're going to save a ton of time and energy with the caveat of your business needs a podcast to optimize your time. That is what number 6 is. Optimize your time. We're not saying that podcasting is easy or a quick venture, but we are saying that a podcast is one of the best ways to utilize your time. So if you're a business owner and you've been a little bit distracted wandering in this episode, tune back in for half a second. As a business owner, a CEO, an exec, a manager, whatever your role is, your time is valuable. There are things that only you can do. And I'm going to guess that serving as the face of your brand, humanizing your brand, offering your expertise to the marketplace is one of them. I'm going to actually argue that that's necessary, that someone else can't step in and fill your shoes in that role. So I believe that doing a podcast is one of the best investments that you can make in your business. I've already outlined all the content you can get from one episode to make your time and expertise go farther and connect with your audience. So if you have a limited amount of time, wouldn't we want to make sure that however you're spending it, we can get the most out of it, right? Yeah. But here's the caveat. You ready for it, Kyle?
Ready.
You can't be the one creating those assets. Optimize your time and outsource your weaknesses to professionals that can take care of all the details. So if you want to check out our recent series about outsourcing your weaknesses and building a podcast team, we talk about how this can save you time if you are being strategic in how you're utilizing your talents, and putting your energy where it's best served. So lucky for you, PodCircle offers premium podcast services for busy professionals just like you. We can assist you in every stage of the podcast, from ideation, launching, episode prep, pre-production, recording, audio, video editing, copy editing, asset creation, whew, every little bit of it. Our team will do what we do best so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Kyle, what do you think? Should everyone have a business podcast, and should they schedule a free consultation with you in the show notes?
I mean, I think it'd be pretty great. But yeah, obviously we're a little biased, and you can see the ways that we use our podcast to talk about our business and to grow our business. And it's been really effective. Honestly, part of the reason we do this podcast is to model what it can do for other businesses and for our other clients as well. And it's really cool to see the ways that it elevates their brand and markets and sells their products and services. So
I think since we've started the podcast, it has completely revolutionized your entire social strategy.
Oh, it's given us a social strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of business leaders, and myself in particular, I'm not just going to hop on an IG live and just, you know, and talk, at least not right now. That's not something I feel equipped or really comfortable to do. But in this kind of format, I feel really comfortable speaking, and it gets my face out there. And it's, I think it helps establish me as someone who knows kind of what I'm talking about in the podcast space. And that's such the value of it. And if you're a small business owner, if you're a small to medium sized business owner, and you just struggle to put yourself out there and be the ambassador for your brand and your business, I just think this is such a great way and a comfortable way to do it. You don't have to be an extrovert. You don't have to be a marketing genius. You don't have to be big and loud. You can just have conversations that feel natural. Have a team like PodCircle, like our team, to produce this content and disseminate this content for you. And, you know, give it some time and let those engines work. You know, again, this is kind of a long game. This is not an overnight success. It's just like anything else, but give it some time, you know? And I think that you're going to see the kind of results that we have seen and that our clients have seen as well. So thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you resonate with this and you're ready to launch a podcast, or you're just kind of in the ideation stage and you're kind of thinking about, hey, how could a podcast work for me in my business? We'd love for you to get in touch. You can just hit the link in our show notes to set up a free consultation with me. And make sure you subscribe wherever you listen, whether that's on Apple or Spotify. You can also catch all of our episodes on YouTube, so be able to subscribe there. And if you're watching us on YouTube, drop us a comment below and let us know which of these six benefits resonate with you and which one you're most excited about. And also, if you just have a question about podcasting, you can find us there as well. We'd love to respond.
All right, friends, we'll see you next week.